Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Harsh. Gator out today. We've got Mike Stone in with us for a couple days here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hope everybody's holiday preparations are going well. Are you? How are you?
We don't actually do that much for Hanukkah.
Don't you?
You know, one daughter's in New Jersey. Other one lives here. I don't know why. I don't know. Like maybe a bad Jewish person. But, well, you know, we do have a party with, you know, Cindy's sisters and their kids. We'd give gifts, but it's not that big of a deal. I actually got Cindy something. She has no idea. It's going to be pretty cool.
You know, it's funny because we have a 22-year-old now who's in the real world and drawing a real paycheck. Mm-hmm. And we're like, do we still get him like Christmas gifts? Do you still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't get the kid haul.
No.
Just making sure.
No.
But at some point, you make that change.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lions preparing for the Bears coming up on Sunday. Let's talk to the quarterback. All right. Appear to be on hold with Jared.
A holiday.
Kenny, can we check back with Jared?
I love hold music. Who decides what music that people should use when they're on hold?
All right, we got them. Take two in 3, 2, what? This is a whole almighty disaster. Jared Goff joins us now on 97.1 The Ticket.
See what happens when you have an interloper in here like me?
We got Stoney in for Gator today, and Jared Goff joined us. Jared, as always, thanks for being with us. So, obviously, losing a game is not the end of the world, but when you couple that with losing players, you know, that makes it an even a tougher loss. How would you describe the mood in the building as you turn the page and start getting ready for the Bears?
Mood in the building's fine. Yeah, of course, there's been some injuries, I think. The mood everywhere else is like the sky's falling, but the mood internally is fine. I said it right after the game. I said, yeah, well, I'm sure everyone will say the sky's falling now, but no, the mood internally is fine. We refuse to use any of these injuries as an excuse, and we're going to be just fine. We've got all the pieces we need. Dan said it earlier. We got a ton of guys on defense. We're going to step up, have great opportunities, and on offense, we're going to keep chugging along.
I don't know if you heard, Dan was on our morning show and got the whole city fired up. It's gone viral. Is that the way he speaks to you?
It's the way he speaks to all of us. He's telling the truth. You know, there's no fluff about it. He's being honest. He's being sincere. He's being genuine. And he's right. You know, if we reacted like everyone else outside of us, we'd have no chance.
You know, I know that Jared Goff hears stuff, and there are some talking heads saying the Lions are done. And I think there's some depressed fans who come from a loving place that think that they can't overcome these injuries. What do you say to those people who are just are depressed about everything that's happened to you guys?
What are they depressed about?
Well, that they're worried that the defense has lost too many guys. Now David Montgomery's out, and they just like, can they overcome all that?
Sure. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, we can. Don't be depressed. We're fine. We're 12-2. We got 3 games ahead of us. We're in good shape.
Okay. Jahmyr Gibbs, obviously he's going to take on a heavier load. And there's a few things about this. One is he's one of the most explosive players in the league, without question. The questions are, can he handle the load? And what happens when defenses are only scheming against just Gibbs and not Montgomery? Those are some of the challenges you'll have with him moving forward.
Sure. Yeah, he can handle the load. I mean, we'll have to spell him with somebody else, I'm sure, but he's one of the best backs in the league. I mean, I don't know what you mean. Like, yeah, he can handle the load. He'll be just fine. Obviously losing David hurts, but we'll overcome it just like we've overcome everything else this year.
In short yardage situations, would it be premature to think that the kid, Vaki, who seems like a bowling ball, would be a good guy to take Montgomery's spot in those situations because he seems very difficult to bring down?
Yeah, or we just put it on my back. I'll just QB sneak everything.
Well, yeah, but when it's real short, there are times I'm sitting in the press box and just sneak it yourself, and you've been pretty successful at that.
Yeah, I got a pretty high batting average on that, so maybe we'll just do that. Or maybe I line up back there. Who knows?
What about Craig Reynolds? He hasn't had they haven't had an emergency break glass situation, but we've seen him in the past do some good things. For his career, he averages over 4 yards a carry. What does Craig bring to the table?
Craig's been a stud, yeah. Ever since he's gotten here, he's filled in when needed and done a great job. Had a nice touchdown last year in the playoff game. He's played great in certain moments for us, and a guy that we trust tremendously. And if his number's called, I know he'll be ready.
When you watch what you saw across the field on Sunday, you had a great game, obviously. 5 touchdown pass. Is Josh Allen playing at a different level right now the last month since they beat Kansas City?
Yeah, what he's doing right now is pretty special. It is pretty tremendous, and I think even the plays that you thought were going to be negative plays, he was able to make something happen, and it's tough to stop, and certainly he showed that against us, showed it the week before, and like you said, the last month, and he's playing some good ball.
You have that chest pass touchdown that in your repertoire. Now, that theirs didn't count, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm glad it didn't count. You know, I told them after the game, so you don't got to go chest pass on us. But, you know, I'm glad they called that one back.
Dan Skipper, great play, but I want to talk a little bit about yards after catch. He not only reels in the ball, turns upfield, good ball security, puts his shoulder down, and gets into the end zone. Evaluate Dan Skipper on that play for us.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was cool to see him score there, and like you said, lower his shoulder on the guy. You know, I don't know if he had to do that, but he kind of, you know, craves contact, and go ahead and dropped his shoulder on the defensive back there and finished it in.
When you look at what you have this week, the Chicago Bears, even though their record stinks, they haven't won in like it seems like 2 years. I mean, they're in a big losing streak. They looked bad last night. They play you guys really, really tough. What concerns you about them going forward?
Yeah, they're a good team. They've played us tough, like you said, in the past. And I think last year, you know, we didn't win in Chicago, so that's something that we'd like to get checked off our list this year. They're a great team. They're got really good players on defense. They're playing with a little bit more life now. And, yeah, they're doing a lot of stuff that's good. And I know they got beat last night, but I'm sure they'll be ready to play for us.
Do you try to scheme yourselves away from Jalen Jackson, who seems to be one of those really, really good cover guys?
Jalen Johnson? Yeah, he's a great player. No, that's all right. He's a good player. I scheme away from him. I don't know if that's really the answer. You're just aware of where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
He is a good player. He is jumpy. He has gotten the ball from me a couple times. So I'm certainly aware of him, but I don't know if scheming away from him is really the answer.
You guys really did move the ball against Chicago the first time, just weren't sticking it in the end zone. Is that game film particularly useful to go back and say, okay, here's what we need to do different, or was it just one of those days?
Yeah, you know, it was just kind of one of those days. But sure, yeah, I think you go back and you look at it and you take it with a grain of salt because you're, you know, I'm sure they're going to do something a bit different, and you know we're going to do something a bit different. So you try to play that chess game in your mind of what they're going to do, what you want to counter it with, and we'll have answers for everything. But yeah, certainly if we were able to finish in the red zone that game, it would have probably been a little bit of a bigger margin of victory.
By the way, it did, you know, he did drop the ball, but anybody who can question whether you can throw the long ball, I think those were erased with the bomb to J-Mo yesterday. Would you agree with that?
I don't know. that's not up to me, man.
The goal is the one seed and has been all along, and it's so close. Like, you guys are getting there. How much is that talked about and discussed with 3 weeks to go, three big games? The pack is really tight at the top of the NFC. How important is it, and how much do you guys discuss it?
Yeah, we I don't know if we discuss it. We're certainly aware of it, but how much the home field advantage is a big factor. I was on a team in 2018. We had a first-round bye. That was back when they had two teams at the first-round bye. And, yeah, certainly a big deal. Now, we did go on the road that year and win a game on the road. And so you can do that, too. Like, it's not the end of the world if you have to go on the road. But, yeah, of course, you would like to get that home field advantage. You'd like to get, you know, teams coming in here to Detroit to play in front of our fans and make the whole thing go through Detroit, which would be ideal.
It is the holiday season, and I forgot all the details, but what you did with the scholarships that you guys gave out the other day, talk about, if you can, what that means to you, be able to help out in this community the way you have.
Yeah, it means a ton. I've always tried to do that, and ever since I got to Detroit, to be involved and to help where I can and see some need and be able to give back. It's important to me and something I take a lot of pride in and try to make sure I can make an impact every year. And this year, yeah, it was fun to give that to those kids and give them a little tour of the facility and show them around and see their eyes light up a little bit. It was fun.
The website for your foundation is JG16, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, JG16 if you want to go support it. Jared, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Good luck. We'll talk again next week.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Hey, you guys do me a favor. Spread some positivity, all right?
We're working on it. We are working on it, Jared. Right. I can
tell. We'll be just fine.
All right. Okay? Good to know.
All right. See
Thank you,
guys.
You. Jared Goff. Interesting. Interesting. First of all, he definitely hears what's being said.
Yeah.
And secondly, I love that he hears what's being said.
Yes and no. We'll get to that.
Okay, we will. And we'll get to more of your phone calls coming up. Hey, tis the season to save at Sarah Chevy in Sterling Heights. Right now, lease a 2025 Chevy Equinox LT for just $289 a month for 36 months. Also, a Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 2FL for just $239 a month. Another crazy offer. An Equinox EV. Brand new Equinox EV, $39 a month, $39 a month on a 2-year lease with $19.99 down. All of these deals, you can check them out at Sarah Chevrolet with a GM employee discount, Costco member private offer, lease, and Chevy EV private offer in your household. Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights, where they guarantee the lowest price or it's free. Get the best deals of all this fall and say Sarah. Call 87-SAY-SARAH or go to saysarah.com. Together, let's drive.